in a class, above the class, and they are so
rough. Is my light and my strength, soon shall classic wonder fear. Jah is a shield on my left and my right hand, so whom shall I be afraid of? Jah is my keeper.
Now come the big bad champion song called Classic Wonder, sing for the McGregor and other players.
Blue them, Classic Wonder, ask her who them. I'm gonna take some more to the ninja, I'm gonna say what's in a solar. Bigger judgment, Johnny Dollar, I'm gonna lose some more fire, me a blaze, I'm gonna keep on cool.
Say them one come for my shy up, them one come for lock high up, them one come for my shy up. But through the powers of Classic Wonder, we're free from those heathen.
Well, so far right from here, you come here with a little half jig self here, some little regarded to coach one come talk to champion son as Classic Wonder. It is very easy for you to say, but when I check the distance, is a very small thing for you to die. You come here, come like a hen pan, near look like a shit pan, shut tail. If you ever went time, Jackie, no half tail, I want come talk to son, we are well. You shall move along.
Hey, senor, it is very foolish to fight for gold, but it's totally the thousand. It is rather foolish of me.
Come along, my brother, come along. Let us do the things we supposed to do for our mother. Come along, my sister, come along too. But if we should live up in the, in the, in the, in the, in the, in the, in the.
1, 2, 1, 2. Greetings and good evening. Can you all hear me now? That's right, live and direct is the Suffering Stripes radio show. Yours truly, Solar Bantan in the hot seat. Special request to all of Facebook Massive. Can somebody just show me a sign, send me a message that you're hearing me loud and clear? Big up Sister Danny in the place. I see you. Large up.
To carry the water. The water. My sister wash up the dishes. She even goes to the shop and bring in the groceries. When my smaller brother run around and pick up the bramble to keep the fire blazing. And if we should live up in the hills,
and if we should live up in the hills,
my mother had a girl, put my mother by the children. My mother had a girl, put my mother by the children.
Who says love and greetings as always? Chase American, a billion, big up, much love. Gregory, I see you, big up.
Sounds after you. Sounds after you.
Like I said once, I said before, finally loud and clear, the mighty, mighty Suffers Choice. Each and every Monday right here on PassionRadioBristol.com. Usually with the man DJ Strider. You know, once a month, Solar Bantan takes the hot seat. Gotta say request to Mila, Michael, you have Cosmo, Alex, Nicholas, Niels, Jack, Thomas, Jazel, Alec, Tom. Roots and Fire, big up every time, yeah. Big up Elliot, Daniel, Yana. Big up Tom, Sam, I can see ya.
And if we should live up in the
Jose, it's the early cruiser. We're just starting out, a little technical at the beginning, but don't watch that. We are here, and I would like to tell you live and direct in the place is the special guest, but we're not ready to get to that yet. We're going to go and squeeze some tune. You know we do it on the Suffer's Choice every Monday, and then we're going to get down to business, all right? So I want to squeeze this. It's coming from a brethren. You know him. I know him. Everybody loves him. The songs of Mr. Ken I Not, a thing called Africa. Check it out.
Safari.
What is Zion? Hello, be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in Zion.
Zion!
Give I and I this day I daily bread, as we forgive those who trespass against Zion. Lead I and I not into temptation, but deliver I and I from evil.
Evil!
For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, it reigneth forever. Zion!
And pull up selector. Regular listeners will know that Saul Abanton is a man. When he's playing tune, he likes to play some different selection. And I want you to take heed to this. It's the voice of one, Mr. Kenny Nuts, produced by Conscious Sounds, a track entitled Africa.
Yeah! Rastafari.
Oh, Father, who art in Zion, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done.
Starting with the early blessings, you know. We give thanks for the sea of journey.
You buy and I this day I daily bread.
We give thanks for the reaches, sea of unsound. Rastafari.
Lead I and I not into temptation, but deliver I and I from evil.
Evil.
For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, the reign of Ivor.
Jah.
To the Roots Garden, locked in, big up. Brigadier JC, I see you, big up every time, much love.
Come together,
see ya. Want to tell your family and tell your friends, you know. Right here, Suffer's Choice.
Never dream. Oh, mighty rivers, mighty streams.
absolutely love this track, you know. Absolutely love it. The Vice One, Mr. Kenan, is produced by Dougie Wajab, Conscious Sounds, a track called Africa, and I love it, love it, love it. Right now, we're just dealing with the early blessings, you know, so it's all about the word sound of power, so I want you to listen to this very carefully.
The Honorable Marcus Mosiah Garvey speaks. Worship and adoration of other races, and to start out immediately to create and emulate heroes of his own. We must canonize our own saints, create our own martyrs, and elevate the position of fame and honor black men and women who have made their distinct contributions to our racial history. Sojourner Truth is worthy of the place of sainthood alongside Joan of Arc. Crispus Attucks and George William Gordon are entitled to the halo of martyrdom with no less glory than that of the martyrs of any other race. Toussaint Louverture, brilliance as a soldier and statesman, outshone that of Cromwell, Napoleon, and Washington. Hence, he is entitled to the highest place as a hero among men. Africa has produced countless numbers of men and women in war and in peace, whose luster and bravery outshine that of any other people. Then why not see good and perfection in ourselves? Today is indebted to us for the benefits of civilization. They stole our arts and science from Africa. Then why should we be ashamed of ourselves?
Invocation to the Justice River crew just locked on. Big up.
And their civilization. That
higher ranks. Big up.
Thousands of.
Jazzy Fizzle. Big up. Charlie Banks.
Without the advantage of what is buried and still hidden to be.
The sounds of the mighty Muta Baruka.
By the intelligence of our generation.
The brand new LP. Called Life and Lessons.
To be discouraged.
This is the title track. Listen good.
The lives of us today. Who to tell what tomorrow will bring forth? Did they not laugh at Moses, Christ, and Muhammad? Was there not a Carthage, Greece, and Rome? We see and have changes every day. So pray, work, be steadfast, and be not dismayed. Let no voice but your own speak to you from the depths. Let no influence but your own raise you in time of peace and time of war. Hear all. Attend only to that which concerns you. Your first allegiance shall be to yourself, then to your family, race, and country. Remember always that the Jews, in his political and economical urge, is always first a Jew. The white man is first a white man under all circumstances. And you can do no less than be first and always a black person. And then all else will take care of itself. Let no one inoculate you for your own conveniences. There's no humanity before that which starts with yourself. Charity begins at home. First to thyself be true, and thou canst not then be false to any man.
Generation, I think they need some good propagation. Hey, what is happening to the youths of today? I wonder why they are fading away. They're only thinking of pure vanity now. Easy money and the technology. We need some future development and not so much excitement. Yeah. They forget about the roots and the culture and what it means to to be like a soldier. But when I listen to what the roots men say, in his roots rock reggae.
Trendsetter, classic wonder on the pace. Trendsetter, classic wonder on the pace, man.
Youth man, it's time to rise up.
You got to start it from the top.
You got to reach for the top.
The mystical voice of Mr. Earl 16. Thing called Rise Up.
Cause I can see this now generation. I think they need some good propagation. Hey, what is happening to the youths of today? I wonder why they are fading away. They're only thinking of pure vanity now. Easy money and the technology. We need some future development and not so much excitement. Yeah. They forget about the roots and the culture and what it means to be like a soldier. But when I listen to what the roots men say, in his roots rock reggae. And rise up, you better stand up strong, yeah. And do the right, keep away from the wrongs and get yourselves together. Crossover, he said. Rise up, youth men, stand up strong, yeah. So do the right, keep away from the wrongs, and get your head together. If you wanna cross the border, they never seem to realize how much the people they would criticize. So much been said, and little has been done. You still a walk with your knife and your gun. I know it's pride, but what about mommy crying all through the night?
A massive, massive, massive selection.
Dang, yeah. You better stop.
Mighty voice of the L16, yeah.
Rise up, you need to stand up strong. Do the right, keep away from the wrong, and get your act together. If you wanna cross the border.
Soul of Anton, classic wonder, live and direct and sufferer's choice, everything nice. Kick it! Car reggae music save me life. He save me life, sufferer's choice will save your life. Will save your life.
Youth man, it's time to rise up. You've got to reach for the top. And don't flop. Cause I can see this now generation.
Gotta touch the part too, you know.
Need some good propagation. Hey, what is happening to the youths of today? I wonder why they are fading away.
It's all Curly Sailor, not easy productions, camp. Twice the early 16, you know. We just touch the dub wise. Sufferer's Child style, you know. Hope everybody had a good weekend, and I pray and hope you have a good week to come, you know. Special request to everybody who was there in Germany at the place called the Fusion Festival, 2 hours outside of Berlin. I'm not exactly sure where it was. All I know, the vibes was nice. So if you was there, big up. Channel One was there. Jatari was there. Gentleman's Dub Club was there. Polypa artists, nice things. I don't know if you saw my post, but I have to say there was 70,000 people there. No security, no police. Not needed. Everybody was controlling themselves and acting in the right order. Imagine 70,000 people there and not one piece of litter was thrown on the ground. I saw people queuing up to throw their rubbish into the dustbin. That is what I call an orderly manner, you know, so we give thanks to that. So to each and everyone who was there at the Fusion Festival, big up yourself every time. We had a lovely, 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 wonderful time, all right? So look, we got 8 seconds for the ad breaks and I'll be coming right back with some real reggae music. You don't know, it's a suffrage choice. You just keep it locked.
You are logged into PassionRadioBristol.com.
Your 24/7 multi-music station.
Broadcasting the sounds of Bristol City to the world.
Passion. Oh, so we play one, so we gotta play two. Earl 16 again.
We need to find another coffee.
Sure, you all just heard the advert. I don't know if I should comment or not, you know. But I'm going to say something anyway. If used in the right way, no, it's not harmful, all right? Dubwise style. Yeah, I'm going to tell this, I'm going to give the version. In approximately 10 to 15 minutes, we're gonna test out the microphone number 2. I'm bringing a special guest, Mr. Mikey General is in the building. Gonna be playing some tracks off of the brand new album, the brand new LP from Mikey. Coming up in about 10, 15 minutes, all right? Suffrage Chise. Bristolians locked on. Don't forget this weekend is the St. Paul's Carnival. Glad to see the return. This weekend, Bristol. The Bristol Carnival. One of the best carnival in the country, if not Europe. Create reggae music rocking till 2 in the morning.
Sound card, classic one, dying on the place, saying now Fred McGregor and the big ship crew, they're by your case and we say, flick it and make some boy run, I wonder.
The fittest of the fittest will survive, that's what they say, only the strong stay alive. We need to find another prophet, another great leader, like in the day. Now, when Moses crossed the border, now we're all gone astray. We forget about the future. We throw the scriptures all away because technology takes over. And I remember Marcus Garvey and Martin Luther King and even Malcolm X and Nelson Mandela. Yes, they stand up and they fight. Every day they had to hustle for our human rights. So when will we find our next prophet? So the children will remember. When will we find another Marcus? Who is gonna lead us? Politicians just want power, fortunes and the fame.
The fittest.
So what will happen to the children?
I think this is the latest. And how I'm sure he gave it to me the other day.
They have no knowledge.
The latest LP from Earl 16, you know? Not Easy Productions. Alive. Thing called The Fittest. What this is a title track.
The use of this generation.
Yeah, and it's hot, you know?
Only the fittest will survive.
The right Choices, live and direct. It's a Sufferer's Choice, you know, each and every Monday night. And you know, so once a month, Solar Banton is here. Playing some different selections, some different vibes.
Like in the days of Eden,
we got Edith Stride, Dub Chasm, returning from Glastonbury.
Now we're all gone astray.
Hope you had a good time. I know it was fire.
Forget about the future. We throw the scriptures all away.
When the road is called, I and I want to be there.
Yeah.
So from now you got to prepare. Maccabee and Earl 16 again. You're here.
You've got to touch your finger on the golden pen.
Yo, yo.
To write your name up there. You've got to touch your finger on the golden pen.
Yes, sir.
To write your name up there. Remember what Creator Man. That if you wanna be present on eternity.
Yes, Dirk, I just see your comment.
Your finger and your golden pen.
We have to talk about it, right?
Write your name up there. You've got to touch.
Special request to the poorhouse rockers. Big up every time. Down there in Spain, you know, big up.
Everyone.
Malaga massive every time.
Touch.
Gibraltar massive, big up.
To write your name up there.
Iris Asker and Large Up, much love every time.
To Zion and flex with your lion. You got to write your name up with your golden.
Vice of the Maccabee alongside Earl 16.
And you know
it's a favorite of mine, you don't know.
It's all about your liberty.
Thing called Golden Pen.
Cause when the roll is called, you off it there in the place. And when the door is closed, don't want it slamming on your face. Righteousness and godliness, it's got to be your base. Yo, you got no time to waste.
You got to touch your finger and your golden pen.
Yo, yo.
To write your name up there. Touch your finger and your golden pen. Each and everyone.
Sure. When you reach your wagon fine, you got a pure state of mind. And all your negativity, you left that behind. You not see only pass sign. Me say no, it is the time. Say elevate your mind and then be truly divine.
Remember what Jehovah your man say. Yes, that if you want your soul to save on eternal day, you got to touch your finger on the golden pen.
Yo, yo.
You got your name up there. Your finger on your golden pen.
Yes, I.
The man say you got to leave your negativity behind.
Your finger on your
golden. You know, strictly positive we deal with around here.
Each and everyone.
Vice of the Earl 16 alongside Maccabee.
To Zion and flex with your lion. You got to write your name up with your golden pen. Everything
yeah.
You must declare and
yeah.
You know you must prepare. It's all about your liberty and where you are defend. Cause every little good you do, you know that it will follow you. And all the bad you do, yes, it will follow too. Me say Satan or the father, which one you'd rather? Somebody.
Special request to Beyond, just locked on.
You
got the King Burning Sounds, yeah.
Come
out to the Basque Country, big up my bridge.
You
we said the whole of Europe is locked on as always.
Your finger and your golden.
Suffering shies for them on the night.
Yes,
each and everyone. Your finger and your golden pen.
Your golden pen.
So like Strider told you last week, like you've been advertising all week. Today I am very privileged and give thanks to have a very special guest in the studio. If you don't know, you should know. He goes by the name of Mr. Mikey General and he's live and direct. Mikey, just come and give them two greetings to the people, them.
Yeah! Rastafari, live it and run it in the heart of all flesh. You don't know. A passion family, you don't know. To big up the whole world, you know. Cause the whole world log on, you know. So you don't know. Rastafari, bless.
Yeah, and Rastafari, Mikey General is here live and direct. So we're going to get into some conversation. Look more, but I want to play the first and the title track of the brand new album from Mikey General. It's called African Story, African Glory. And I'm going to play the title track. But before I do that, I want to read a little note that is written on the insert of the CD before I play the tune. This is written by Mikey himself. And it says, the African story is a story about all humanity as science, archaeology, and what's that word there? Anthropology. anthropology, I'll conclude that humanity first came into being in Ethiopia, Africa. Thus, though we live in a world of different races, we have one common ancestor. That should be a cause for unity, but instead we see a world where war, famine, hunger still prevail. It's time we realize that we are one people, and we need each other to have a better future for coming generations. The truth about the African story needs to be told, as it is important to the healing of the global family. Jah Rastafari teaches us that unity is the only goal. Let us follow the ways of the King of Kings. Rastafari, live.
Classic Wonder on the pace, trendsetter. Classic Wonder on the pace, man.
Mama Africa, Mama Africa.
Got to pull up, you know.
Teach to you them an African story. Tell them how them African love.
Listen, Chiona.
Let them know they are kings and queens. Build up their self-esteem.
Build up them self-esteem, and I'm going to love that line in a mic.
Teach to you them an African story.
Is a very, very important message, you know.
That were built on the banks of the Nile.
Because I'm telling you, the younger generation are not taught where they come from. You know where you're going, you must know where you come from, you know. It's a brand new album called The African Story, African Glory. Mikey General is live in the building. Hold on.
So you better teach you them some African story. Tell them all them African glory. Let them know they are kings and queens. Build up their self-esteem. Yeah, you better teach you them an African story. Tell them all them African glory. Let them know they are kings and queens. And build up their self-esteem. Boy, one of the wickedest act. Babylon a try to create everything back. We give them geometry and we teach them maths. And let them be protection of the world map. And all I see is black against black.
Lyrics.
When will my people take stock? We never used to live like that. So you better teach you them some African story. Tell them all them African glory. Let them know they are kings and queens. Build up their self-esteem.
Absolutely so massive track.
The
title track of a brand new LP, brand new IP.
African glory.
African story, the African glory.
But
the words sound have power. Listen good. Se who's logged in right now, I want to see some action on the Facebook page. Go to the Sufferer's Choice Show fan page, like it, and leave your comments, you know. Brand new music, you know, for a brand new time. So it's revolution time, moving forward, Ivor. Great, 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 great title track.
Tell them about them African glory.
It's a thing called the African story. We call it the African glory. And Mikey General is live and direct in the place. So before we get down to business, Mikey, how are you doing? Everything is all right? Everything good?
Give thanks, King Solo. Yeah, man, is that Jah, you know?
That's the far right. It's nice to see you. Me see you a couple of weeks ago in a Brixton. I know you had the show in Hootenanny. And then Friday you made a special guest visit at the Reality Shot Roll Call and tear down the place. So what are you doing right now in Europe? You come to promote the album, obviously, but you have some shows and things. And
yeah, well, I was doing some shows in Switzerland and thing, and some promotion in Switzerland. I have a show in France and a couple of little things around, in and out, you know. Well, you know, some come to promote the album and make people know, say, yeah, this album is out. And we want them to come support it, because we produce the album ourselves. And, you know, because of the message, some people don't want to produce certain album where have certain message in it, you know. They want to direct you and tell you how you sing your song and thing. But sometimes you have a message to deliver. So, and you have to get it out. So this was one that I felt that I had to put out myself, this message. And right now, me give thanks for the reception that I've been getting. It's been doing very well, especially in Jamaica. Mota Baruka, I love it. Because I don't know anything with Africa. Mota, them love it. So he keeps playing it.
Yes,
Ron Machete has been playing it too on Irie FM. And Best FM, it's number 2 on the Best FM charts, right behind Chronic's there. So it's working. You know, it's out there doing some good work.
Yeah, when it sounds like it's working. Yes, I was going to ask you about that, because I noticed when I was reading it that you produce a lot of the tracks on album. You've always done producing, or this is a brand new venture for you?
No, it's not really a brand new venture. I've been producing for a number of years. You know, I produced an album called Fresh Again back in 1988.
Okay.
That's how long me start deal with self-production and thing. But about 2001, me and Brother Lucian, we formed a label called Kabbalah First Music. And we put out an album called Spiritual Revolution. So that was like the first real venture out there doing production, you know?
Yes, I hear you. You just mentioned 1988. I remember the first time, let me get it right. The first time I ever hear about Mikey General was on Coxon. Me do a live thing and I clap him, come on, yeah. On Coxon. You know, that's the first time I hear about Mikey General. And then after that, the first recording I ever buy was a track called Ain't Nothing Going On But Dancehall Vibes. Remember that tune?
Respect. You know, say, from the other day, I've been seeing a lot of young youths and them tell me, say, boy, Mikey General, you know, sir, your song are the first song me ever buy in a music. And you know, it's not you alone, you know. Many youths are telling me, say, Mikey, even you, the Chris Chemist, said the first record I ever buy was Babylon Cake from, you know. So a whole lot of youth, my friend, say, log on to the music from long time. And me give thanks, because it show that, yeah, a generation grew up listening to Mikey General. And the music has always been positive, you know. I don't stray from the righteousness, because we know say righteousness are the salvation of the people.
Exactly. We have to keep it positive all of the time. And like I say, you know, let me ask you a quick question about them time. So was you resident on Coxon? Did you have a resident song that you was on, or you just love the vibes? And
well, you know, when we just come to England in 1982, I recorded a song for Levi Rhodes. And it was actually Gappy Dread from Coxon in those days that gave me my name, Mikey General. Because when I came from Jamaica, them just know me as General. It's him put on the name Mikey on it. So I used to sing on Coxon, but if you would say a resident song, I would have to say Saxon.
Okay.
Because Saxon, I used to tour all over England with Saxon. Them time they have Papa Levi, Tipper Irie, Trevor Sax, myself, Roger Robin, many youths. Yes, even Maxi Priest, them also passed through, yeah. Asha Senator, Smiley Culture, the whole family.
Yes, sir. We always try to talk about sound system and software strides, because we have a lot of sound system and a lot of selectors that listen to the show week in, week out, listening to Strider playing the brand new music, and them like to hear the history, you know. So So you started on the sound on the sound system doing your thing, and then so what was the first recording that you done, the first release recording?
Oh, get a youth man, an even big man. Man, oh, you kick down your baby mother. Levi Roots did have a label named Conqueror, you know. That was like the first tune that released for me in England. And then Sugar Man had a label named Black Roots, and he released a cover of Michael Jackson, Do You Wanna Be Starting Something. So that was like the early part. Then I started recording for Fashion, Dub Vendor. And I did Dancehall Vibes, Margaret Not Take Me For No Target, Son Boy Burial, Mikey General, and Andrew Paul. You know, so we do a whole part thing in the Kufun them and them tune there. Whole part tune, man.
We remember the Fashion. I remember the Son Boy thing there with Andrew Paul, you know, because the killer song of them tune there, you know. Man, yeah. Yes, massive. It's Suffrage Choice and Alive and Direct. It's Mikey General. Like I say, he's here promoting a brand new album that is released on his label, Kabbalah First Music. Mikey, so when was it released, the actual date of the release?
It was actually released last year, December, you know, 7th of December. That was a special time, symbolical to me, why I released it that day. You know, I like to do things with the spirit, you know. Anything the spirit tell me, if I do, I follow it. And the spirit said, let it go that day there. Everything that happened with this album was the work of Jah, because I was in Jamaica, and I decided to come to, I was to do a show in England and Africa, Kenya, and I came up to do the show, but when I came here, the show was postponed. So it's like Jah said, Mikey, don't bother go down back to Jamaica there, you know, try and get out this new album where you have. And it Jah just blessed me, and it was able to come out. So I just work with the spirit, and him said the 7th of December, and I just follow what Jah said, cause anything Jah say Allah, you know, a good thing and it right, you know.
yes, sir. I hear you. So, and this is the first time you've been able to touch down in Europe and start promoting from it. So you've been working hard in Jamaica with the release since December, and I know you're here to do some promotional works, right?
Yeah, man. I did an album launch in April of this year in Alfetri, a place named King's Plaza. Well attended, you know. And there was guest performance by Lucian and Lothan Fire. And a youth named Brando and Baba Tunde. Some more artists come through, and I was there with my band, Sounds of Truth. So it was a great occasion. Got a very good feedback from the people. So, you know, I'm here trying to see if I can get that same energy. I did a show at Utanani the other day, and it was very good. And, you know, people have been talking and asking about us. So we're just here trying to fulfill the works, you know?
Well, I don't see nothing is in question. I know you will definitely get the same energy, if not more energy, now you're in Europe. Because trust me, people, I've had this album, I've been listening to it now. You give it to me when I see you in Brixton, and I haven't stopped listening to it. And it's just on repeat constantly, whether it's in the car or in the house. So I know the people's going to love it. So as we're talking about the music, let's forward and feature another track. This track I'm going to play now is called Guide Me. I want you to listen to this very carefully, okay? Suffrage Choice Massive. We're live. Entitled Guide Me, listen.
My way down. Strengthen me every day, down. Even though the skies look gray, please, down. Never let me change. I along this road.
We gotta send special requests to Palau, just locked on. Gotta send a request to Tony Shadwell, who says to Mikey, Saxon Soldier.
It's just me and Jah alone. It's not that no one sees, but oh, just like me, everyone's got problems.
Voice of Mr. Mikey General. Track entitled Guide Me. Can hear Dean Fraser blowing in the background.
Send the sun my way.
produced by Vibes FM own Senator B, you know? Mikey, this song is really powerful. I find the lyrics really powerful. They give me goosebumps when I'm listening to this, you know? So I know it has a special meaning to you.
Yeah, you know, when I was writing this song, England came into my mind. Cause me, I think about the weather, and I say, cause, you know, Senator B live in England, and I was in Jamaica, and he sent the track to me, and I say, I want somewhere to connect with England, at, you know? I'm think about the weather. And me, I say, you know, boy, guide me on my way. You know, though the clouds are grey, send the sun my way. Because I know the people in my England ball for the sun night and day. So, we know the energy, and we know, say, yeah, things tough. And sometimes, you know, when you wake up in the morning and see the cloud, place cloudy, you know, gain the energy. But if you get up and see the sun shining, you bright up and say, yo, me, I go tackle the road, you know. So, me know, say, I little joy the people them want. So, that song just came to me, and give thanks to Jah for the energy and the words and the wisdom and the whole melody, you know.
Song, you know. Listen, Mikey, it's so nice when you go to buy a brand new album, you go and buy a brand new IP, as we say, and you hear songs, you know, not just somebody who's head top in the lyrics and just, you know, somebody who's taken time and got inspiration from the Most High, and the production is great and these things here. And I have to say, I've always admired you for your songwriting, you know. I know it's an obvious question, but well, the inspiration come from just life itself?
Life always and the Most High, you know, solo bantan. You know, give thanks to Jah that him send me go to a good school, you know. I used to go to a school called St. George's College in Kingston, Jamaica. It's a good school, one of the top schools in Kingston. So, when we leave that school, I left with enough education to write good music. You know, I think that's what Jah sent me there for. And I used to love to read a lot. So that helped me too. But it's inspiration mostly, you know. You work off of inspiration, cause we know say songs, especially sometimes you build a song on the spot. We know say that now nothing to do with anything but the spirit of the Most High. So that's how we work, you know. We work with the energy, and we use our talents the best that we have, and we put it to where Jah give we are gone.
So are you a writer that sits down with a pen and paper, or does it just, it depends on the occasion or the vibe second?
Depends, my brother, because sometimes there's a time when you will sit down with pen and, like a man will give me the rhythm a couple of days before. Yeah, I will sit down with pen and paper, and, but there are times when you just go into the studio and you just hear the rhythm and you just chop it out. You know, see it? You're going into the studio and hear the rhythm, and the rhythm bad, and the rhythm send a song to you. Cause that's what I find that's happening to me a lot now. You know, recently, I just come into a studio and I just hear a rhythm and I say, no. And the song just, the melody and everything just come to me, you know. So, boy, it's a gift. So, I really have to give the Most High thanks for that, you know.
Yes, I'm here loud and clear. And I hope the people are hearing you loud and clear as well, you know. Live and direct, people, it's Suffrage Choice, as I told you already. Mikey General is here, live and direct in the studio. We got like 1 minute to go before the ad breaks. After the ad breaks, we're going to come in with another track after the album. But why we got this 1 minute there? I just received a text from Tony Shadwell who said to me, this is proof that Saxon was always the king sound. Mikey, I don't want to put you on the spot, you know, but me and someone, me used to love my coxswain still. Yeah, all right, so... in your eyes, how the sound system thing look to you nowadays? You pay it a lot of mind nowadays? Or?
I've been playing it a lot of mind because, well, it changed really, you know, from the days of Saxon and Coxon, really, we used to say, you know, because I remember them days a man used to talk by microphone. You know, you have version, a man play the vocal and then flip over the version and you sing and you DJ upon it. So now, them thing they gone, you hardly find that nowadays, you know what I mean? So it has changed, but, Well, I tell you the truth, them days there was better to high, you know. I been partial, you know. Not sure I come from that era, but I will tell you, say, it was better because the artist had to be more skilled.
Yes, I.
Yeah, you had to be better.
Yes, I understand it clearly. So the ad breaks are going to cut in right now, Mikey. When we come back, we're going to play a tune, and then it's more reasoning with Mikey General live and direct. Big up.
Passion Radio.
Crystal.com.
Na, 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 na.
Yeah, what? Yeah, sure, apparently, like, some guy, Solo Bantan, and some, what, Golden Wonder or something? Oh, Classic Wonder, that's it, yeah, yeah. Solo Bantan, Classic Wonder on Sufferer's Choice, yeah? Sure, whatever, innit?
Yeah. First and ask question after. Sound funny but it's an laughter. I just blood, innocent blood. I fear innocent life and down in the mud. Just blood, innocent blood. I wonder why they never tried to show no love.
And pull up my slate. We're gonna start it from the top until the very last drop. The track entitled The Innocent Blood is Mikey General. Special request to the Rebel Lion Sound tuned in. Big up.
Father gets son, mother gets daughter. Here get to you, don't have mother gets slaughter. Babylon, I shoot first and ask question after. Sound funny, but it's an laughter. I just blood, innocent blood. Appear innocent like a dung in a demo. I just blood, innocent blood. I wonder why they never tried to show no love. Innocent blood, being innocent like a dung in a demo.
Just blood,
innocent blood.
They never tried to show no love.
What another city? Look how them treat poor people, picnic. Who want to step on their dignity? Try to belittle their integrity. They never give them opportunity. Treat them so badly, whoa. I just blood, innocent blood. Appear innocent like a dung in a demo. I just blood, innocent blood. I wonder why they never tried to show no love.
Tracking title, The Innocent Blood.
Innocent blood, appear innocent like a dung in a demo.
Off of the IP called The African Story, African Glory. Mikey, one thing I noticed, the production of the album is excellent, you know. Just the quality of the backing vocals and everything is real excellent, you know. Big up, man, for speaking again. That's how we like it.
Thank you very much, my brother.
Give them a girl and mad. Are you giving them the gun?
Are you
giving them the bomb? And now they turn it on each other. Are you telling them?
So, Mike, it's a very, very serious topic what they're singing about there, you know, about the innocent blood, you know, because it's very true what we say, no guns are made in the ghetto, you know, no guns are made in the ghetto, so where do these guns come from right now, you know?
Well, you touch a serious topic, my brother, because, you know what I'm saying, even in Jamaica, you know, the man them buy the gun them on the street, and, you know, you're going to some ghetto, you see some AK-47, where them say $250,000 fee. And the youth, them walk with the AK, can't buy a dinner. You know what I mean? The man, them, we use the AK-47, and I walk up and down with it. And them same one, I see out the road and beg you $100. So me, I said, this gun will cost $250,000. You walk up and down with it. One shot, I must say $300 for a shot, and it's loaded. So them prefer spend the money That's why I'm born some Don. Because you have some Don where they are foreign and all them places. Then instead of them send the youth them money to elevate themselves or set up some project in the scheme or in the community. They must ship down some barrel with some big long gun in it. The youth them can't eat gun. All them other use the gun and go kill them brother and them sister, you know what I mean? So I'm born the Don them. We do them thing that we talk about real Don. We look out for the people and I help the people them thing. To elevate themselves and I send the youth them to school. I them Don they were ready because them are not Don, them are warrior.
Yes, I wonder if the people understood what Mikey just said in a loud and clear enough. He said they have youths in the ghetto walking around with guns that cost $250,000. Just for one shot, it costs $300. But yet still the same person who is walking around with that weapon is begging you for $100 to buy something to eat. And it just does not make sense, you know. There is some political schemes going on that is bringing these pressures to the people, you know. But like we said, you know, we're here is Suffrage Choice. I'm having some real live and direct reasoning with the father called Mikey General live in the building, you know. So Mikey, another question I want to ask you still, you know, is like how much physical change do you think as an artist you can bring to the people, you know? Because you have some people that some artists that believe they're only in it for themselves. So all they would do is write a song and make a lyrics that is going to elevate them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or what they call elevate. I don't really call it elevate, but they think it's going to elevate them, you know. Mm-hmm. So how do you feel within yourself? How much change do you feel you can make by making this positive music, you know?
Well, I make the words and, you know, just give it the word and great is the company of those that publish it. So I sing conscious music and I hope that it elevate the youth them. But personally, I pray and ask Jah for great blessings so I can help them physically too. Because even though I help them spiritually with the word, I would love to help them physically too and help some of them. You know, so some more time when I'm there at Jamaica and Jah bless me, I'm going to go on all a big tour and I make a piece of food. I go down to the community, I buy bags. You know, I just keep a treat for the youth them and you know, buy bags and school book and them thing there. And, you know, so, and there's a little school in the community too where more time them want a little paint and them thing, them set them up and do them thing. So me try to do my little small part, but I ask Jah for help by that one day, you know, we come turn a multimillionaire around here. Cause when me turn a multimillionaire, me not keep it for myself. Me want to do some great work in a Jamaica and Africa and them place the way when we know people are suffer. We want to help them, you know what I mean? Me not like can build a housing scheme. Me always dream of building a housing scheme for the people and just say, wanna live free. All wanna do paying no bills. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, just give the people them some house and them thing. I see that need there in Jamaica, I see it in Africa, I see it all over in South America, wherever our INI people there, we see the suffering and we want to lend a hand. You know what I mean? So we just appreciate that Jah just give a one big tune. We don't want two, you know, just one just sent to it. One big song with the whole world I sing. And we know say, yeah. It's a role in some terrible royalty and we can say, yo, we can spend $1-2 million and build a housing scheme for the youth them and I get to make them feel nice and change their mentality, you know?
Yes, I'm here, your father general, but you're going on like you don't have no big tune yet, you know. Don't forget, when we start the conversation, we clearly say, you hear me talk about it, you hear Chris Kemis talk about it, and you hear other people talk about it. One of the first vinyl them buy was a Mikey General vinyl, you know. So now that your works is working very good on here, you know. Because if it wasn't for people like you, you know, you couldn't inspire people like me. True. You couldn't inspire people like Chris Kemis for building record label and bring more positive works to the eye. So look what like you don't have no big tune, you know. You know some big tune.
Me we give thanks, man. Me have some big tune, but you don't know. We want the real tune where the whole world are sing, you know. Where you sing one song and the whole world are sing it, and you say, yeah, that one world song, they, you know, stop tour. And these, you know, cause I and I, we not greedy. Seeing, Jah bless me, I'm a bless me out them. Jah bless me and bless me out them. We can take care of them, you know what I mean? We can only live in a one house. Me don't need 77 houses for living in a. You know what I mean? And me can only drive one car at a time. So me don't need 50 car in my garage and them thing. Me don't need them thing there. Me only want to know some youth them. All right, them can take, you know what I mean? I'm set up a little thing for them. But other than that, excess money if you go to the people, as some may believe, well, my personal opinion that still, I don't know if everyone agree with I, but my personal opinion is that I and I come here to help the less fortunate than ourselves, you know what I mean? And if I can be a vessel and a steward to that, I give thanks, because we know the blessing that Jah have, and we know Jah is the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, conquering land, of tribe of Judah, I, the Selassie, the richest man. So if I and I,
just cling to Jah, I will get all I want. You know, so I work for do them thing there, you know. Cause His Majesty built 6,000 schools and 6,000 churches, you know. So if I can build 2 schools and 2 church and 2 hospital and 2, you know, cause I are Ethiopian Orthodox still. So if I can even contribute towards that and help them, I would have done a worthy work and I would have said, yes, Jah, fulfill the work, you know what I mean? But, you know, I know I still don't reach there, so I'm working, still working.
Yes, I, the man like Mikey General is still working. So he said, we're going to feature another track after the IP now. This is a featuring an artist, a good friend of yours, Luton Fire. Yeah, you know, a good friend?
Yeah, man, Luton, I'm a bridging man, I'm a warrior, man. He's a nice youth, you know. From him coming out of the business, him come see I and I, me and Luciana do the work, and him always cling to the message. And him not too stray from the thing, and him always attack righteousness, and you know, Luton Fire is a big artist out of the road. So that one, your name, Yenemar, you know. For all Ethiopians, you know what that word mean, Yenemar. It means my honey. Yene means my. Mar means honey. You know? So it's a love song in our way, you know? This is one for the royal empresses.
She's my nigga Saba. Queen of Sheba. So when I think about Kemar, every day I miss her. Shelling the need to your fire, something so far. Kema, Yenema, Yenema. Brighten up my life like a shining star. Kema, every day I miss her. Shelling the need to your fire, something so far. Kema, Yenema. Oh, Yenema. Yeah. I met her in Ethiopia. The city of Addis Ababa.
Special request to Mickey and Clapton, big up every time.
She wanna be my queen. She show me the Orthodox way. Every day she go to church, she tell me, say she pray for me. Tell me, say she want me to stay, but I had to go away. When I think about Kemar, every day I miss her. She lives in Ethiopia, yes, I play so far. Kemar, Yenema, Yenema.
Jack and Tycle, Yenema means my honey.
Every day I miss her.
Mikey General featuring Luton Fire. Alright, now stop talk now. Listen to it.
Pretty woman, tell me where your secret lies. So cute, you're built to fit the person size. Phenomenal, she's a phenomenal woman. She different from the rest. To Selassie, I see always giving praises. She's phenomenal, a phenomenal woman. Me goddess from Nubia, spiritually strong. She a Selassie I soldier. She remind me of Esther from the scripture. No time she now go shine them mixture. Hey, she keep silent every day. A woman work can't done. She take life one day as it come. I tell you, say she walk with the noblest wisdom. A real woman, yeah. My wisdom.
I think about Kema. Every day I miss her. She live in Ethiopia. Yes, I play so far. Kema. Yenema, Yenema, rising up my life like a shining star.
What a man say, Yenema, Yenema, my honey, my honey. Mikey General alongside Luton Fire, produced by Mikey himself, alongside another artist called Limey. We say it's all taken from the brand new IP, the African Story, African Glory.
Yes, I play so far. Kema, Yenema, Yenema. She written up my life like a shame.
One big up Jalai in the house, you know. He is the executive producer. I'm the animal, the executive producer. Jalai from Bristol, unique star. I'm a blood brother, the man, I'm father, done everything. The man, look out for me from way back from early days. And right now, when they put out that album, yeah. You know, we are him reason, and he give her his strength and support, and he's one of the ones that helped her to put out this album, you know. So Jalai, you know. Yeah, man, from Unique Star and Big D, the whole family. Unique Star, Bristol, you don't know.
Oh, when I think about Kmart.
We got your light in the building, Unique Star Massive.
In Ethiopia, yes, I play so far.
Mikey, you sound like you're at home. When you come to Bristol, you're at home.
But yeah, man, when them man, I can't hear them man, I say, Mikey, take the train, come up, man. From way back in the 80s, take the train, come up, and everything all right. I'm going home back, me all right. I'm a boss, and look out for me, years.
But we're not lie though. Like, we're talking like Bristol is your home, but I know one thing I know with Mikey generally, you know, anywhere you go, you know at least 45 people. Anywhere. Suffragist listeners, you know, all over Europe. Remember, I'm telling you, you know, this is Mikey generally, you know, the people's champion, the people's friend. Anywhere you go, any district, you know at least 45 people. And when I say no, I don't mean just by face and it's a quick wave. I mean like, brethren, like, yeah, friend from way back when, you know. So, you know, that's you?
Well, I don't think that's so much, but anyway, me go. Anyway, me go, me know people, because I love we deal with. Yes, and, you know, from we deal with love, you love get back love, you know what I mean? Love begot love. So, true, when we see the people, and even if I 40 years, we see them, we always embrace them with love. So when they see I, even after 20 years or 30 years, them still have that same love for I, because them know that I and I is a loving person. So I give thanks for love. Because Jah say, Jah, with the Bobo Shanti love, he say, Jah is love, let us all love. So you see, for me, have a loving heart. You will have friends in every country, all in a country where you don't know nobody. Just to all them see your role and see your move. People are just come embrace you and say, my youth, you want help? Anything we can do for you? So I just some try to live my life, because I believe in a love, you know? And you don't know love, knows no color, you know?
Yes,
seeing, so we love everyone.
If it's not 45 people, it's at least 42 then. Well, I'm going to meet you halfway and tell you it's 42.
All right, sir.
But it's not the lie, Mikey. He said, well, I know you know it's not the lie, you know. When the man say he walk with love, you know, because I can remember I've met Mikey for the first time about 6 times, if you understand me. Because many times I run across you in different circumstances in a London, in a studio. Them time, me, I play the song, so me, I cut dub, and every time I met you for that first time, it's nothing but love you show the eye.
Yeah, man.
Nothing but love you show the eye. So I know it's real talking.
Yeah, and you know, that's why I may have to love Lotion. I may have to pick him up anywhere I'm there in the world. Cause Lotion, I remember when I just went to Jamaica in 1992, and Kester Brown did have a studio in a half a tree. And Lotion used to come at the studio, but them time them dressed like a police, you know, cause him here low and him neat and him pants in him shirt. So when you see him all bust the corner, man jump and scatter and gone. Cause I say, who this? I wish police boy that. But when you look, you see the big broad smile of Lotion. So we get to learn Lotion, and she says a youth will love him, and you know, that kind of vibe really hook I and I. So from the years now, we've been partnering with Lotion. As you know, Lotion is a man of love. So it's just an energy where we believe in her and we see it work for it. Anyway, we're going to the world, love. So now he's touring in America and I'm here. It's still the same love, because we represent righteousness and we represent the Most High. So, you know, it's just about the Most High. It's about love. Because really and truly, what is there but love? Everything else that we have, I got fade away, you know, but love never fade. So it's a good thing for work with in your heart. So may I encourage my brother and sister out there, work with love in your heart, it's all better for you.
Yes, it will be better for you. That's all we preach, that's all we talk about each and every hour. You know, it's love and it has to be loving. I remember the first time somebody tell me, oh, you know, say Mikey General is probably Luciano now, you know, they become good friends, and I say, well, that make perfect sense.
Yeah, man.
Because two very loving people, so that makes sense that the energies must gel. You must come together like that, you know.
Yeah, give thanks, car. You know, say from before me, even from there in England, yeah, me always deal with love same way. So when I go back and Jamaica and link up with Luciano, I'm more love. And you know, another exterminator who was love upon love times love. So I just love again. Multiply by love, divide by love, plus love, minus by love, and everything. I just love.
But you say we're not minus the love, I divide it. No, you know, I just more love. We're not minus it.
But even if you divide it towards so much, you still all get back love. Quite enough.
Yes, sir. As you mentioned, exterminator. I was gonna bring that up a little later, you know. But you is a man that work with many great producers and people. I know that, you know. So just a little a couple words, if you could, for the people in car here and the Suffrage Choice, you know, they have a lot of exterminator fans, you know.
Yeah.
So just give us a little talk about how it was working in that camp there, you know.
Well, I know Fatis from 1984. Fatis used to come to England from the early days, you know what I mean? And when him, from the, I recorded a song from 1984 with Aswad. And I remember we going to Holland, me, him and Nitty Gritty, me, Fatis and Nitty Gritty. And when we reach Holland and we never get to do the show, the next morning them broke the car and thief the tape. Fatis bar like baby, you know what I mean? But then again, it was the start of a good relationship. And over the years, I've recorded many songs for him because he had a label called Vina. And I recorded a portion of songs. I was like one of the first artists who record for Fatis before Pinchas, Sanchez, Cocotti, the whole of them. It was like before them. I was like one of the first artists who record for Exterminator. So when I went back to live in Jamaica in 1992, I hooked up with Fatis. You know, it's like, you could say I may bring Luciana into Fatis, because I know Fatis long time. So when me go check Fatis one day and say, Lucia, come, me go check that man, yeah. And you know, the rest is history. Because yes. Luciana became one of Fatis' biggest artists. The Exterminator crew with Sizzla as a young schoolboy, because when we know Sizzla at school close, he used to go down on technical school close, him now. And him come as student at daytime and thing, and we give him enough strength and thing, and you know. Sizzla used to talk gunman tune and bad boy tune, and I remember one day him talk a tune and we and Luciana here and we said to him, say, no DJ, that not go work, you know, cause the crew not deal with that, you know. And from them time them just start talk righteousness. At them time them give songs like Unana White God, Get a Youth Homeless, Praise Eja, all of them early Sizzla there. Them years there, him under the order, cause we used to tour together. So when we tour, we under order, righteous order, we decide, say, we are going to spread. Cause the Exterminator name, in a while, Fatis name, exterminate evil. And we see ourselves as those exterminators, we are going, they go do the work.
Yes, sir.
So at them thing that we do, you know, we do enough work with Exterminator. We tour with them for 7-8 years, all over the world. So we give thanks for Fatis Burley, he's no longer here with us. But we give thanks and his works live on, you know?
Well, you know, say he's here with us in spirit, yeah. You know? And I guide you in spirit the same way, you know? So we're talking about Big Tune again. And somebody just write on the Facebook page, a Big Tune I was going to mention to you. Woe unto them, Exterminator.
Woe unto them who denied your name, the King of all kings, the Rastafari, yeah. Woe unto them who deny his name, Rastafari, the King of all kings. And I say, ooh, you don't know.
A massive tune. Special request to Bjorn, who just wrote that on the Facebook page. So you got that special live and direct in the place. So you say, more music?
Yeah, more. I'm big up Rebel Lion, you know. And the whole family, you know. And the bridge, you know. Mikey from Clapton, big up yourself, you know. Cause I don't know all the people who are listening out there. We have my one sending our love. Cause, you know, when you take time out on a busy schedule for listen. So we give thanks, you know. Rastafari.
Yes, sir. Rastafari. Mikey, this tune I want to play on here now. It's like it's, I don't want to call it a skit. Cause it's 1 minute and 56 seconds long. But I need like a 3 minute, I need a 4 minute version of this song here, you know. Yeah, I'm going to play it. It's a very quick thing, you know, but you need to hear this because I think it is massive. It's called Put a Little Pep in Your Step.
A word to the wise will suffice, will suffice.
Just gonna send a couple of requests. Big up Andrew Bassett, Lockton. Big up every time. Big up the Talawa Massive in France. Big up every time, yeah.
Remember and don't you forget.
special request to Matt Riley. Uprising Roots Massive, hold strong. Yes, I am. To Mikey,
you are the soldier.
We need an exclusive 4-minute mix of this tune, you know. Where is it?
From the heat,
I'm gonna get back to rhythm.
Trample, 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 dead thunder feet.
Do me a favor, Mikey, for all the people them listening who's not sure, other than the European them who's not sure, explain to them exactly what you mean when you say put a little pep in your step.
Yeah, well, you know, the song is self explanatory, you know, because I say, you see your attitude. Your altitude is dependent on your attitude. And if you have self-esteem, you surely can fulfill your dream. I know it is an old cliche, and I know you hear it every day, but still there's meaning in the word that I and I say. So where we are really saying, or say, you see, how far you reach in a life depends on you. Depends on your mentality. Depends on how you think about yourself and how much you love yourself. Seeing? So, we say, put a little pep in your step. That means put a little belief in yourself. Put, say, yeah, accept your greatness. Love your greatness. Love yourself. And put that step in and move forward. You know what I mean? Because, you know, sometimes you're in a room and, you know, you feel like you want to walk sluggish car through the pressure them upon you. You have to shake off them pressure down. Step bold like His Majesty. You know, one thing I learned about His Majesty, they said His Majesty walk like him almost leaning forward, saying pressing against him. Him almost like him a walk upon him too, like him, you know. Yeah. So it's like him a press against whatever. So I and I say, I and I self in another way. That, yeah, we are put a pep in our step. You know what I mean? None all the way down. We are push forward. You know what I mean?
Yes, Rastafari, I hear you loud and clear now. Guys, very true, you know, some people get confused, you know. Yes, of course, we are humble people, you know, but we must have belief in ourselves, you know. That does not mean we have arrogance, you know, but belief in ourselves, you know. Cause we are creators of the Father, so we have our own inner greatness, and we must believe in that, true.
Yeah, man, as you say, you know, we have inner greatness, and, you know, Mandela has a speech where he say we are afraid of our greatness. And I think that is true, you know, because we have so much potential, you know. Because remember, you know, God say, you know, according to the Bible, although some man born the Bible, but His Majesty say him love the Bible, so I love the Bible. But anyway, the Bible say, Jah blow into man, and man became a living soul. The part that we Jah blow into man, a part of him, the divine in a way, you know. So, to me, when we see all man all a fly and them things, it's not impossible to I, you know. It's just the state of your mind and your state of your temper, you keep yourself clean. Because the cleaner you are, the greater things you can do within yourself, you know what I mean? Because I believe, say, you have a show where your name Dynamo. You know that brother there?
Yes, sir, yes, sir.
The magician brother
yes,
there?
Yes, yes.
And them see him do all kind of things, and people are saying, why? Him can do it can be done. All you can do it too. All me can do it too. But guess what now? At the state of mind where we're in. So the more we elevate yourself, the more we think positive, the more we clean yourself and more we live in love with our brother, and the more cleaner, the more righteous, and the more the great things we can do. You know what I mean? We can walk upon water. Me have a song upon the album, your name, Nothing Possible. When you get a chance, I want you to play it. It's a dancehall song, but it really pertains to this message. Really and truly, the greatness of man, you know?
Yes, sir. We're going to play that straight after the ad break, because the ad break is coming up in 30 seconds. But I agree with you 100%, you know, because I believe, you know, in the right mental state, you know, when I say the right mental state, to achieve that, you know, you have to be taking in the right food yes. as well, you know,
yeah.
And the right knowledge, you know.
Yes,
nothing is impossible.
Nothing is impossible, my lord.
Yes, sir. So we believe it, you know. It's right here. It suffers choice, you know. Tell your family and tell your friends. If you missed out, you're going to be able to hear it again on Talawa. They will upload it again, because some real knowledge has been given here from Mikey General live and direct in the studio. So what we say, the ad breaks is coming up now, and we'll catch you after.
You are logged into PassionRadioBristol.com,
your 24/7 multi-music station,
broadcasting the sounds of Bristol City to the world.
What we say is PassionRadioBristol.com. It's the Sufferer's Choice. Solar Banton is here in the hot seat, covering for DJ Strider once a month, as we always do. So it's a Mikey, you want to play that tune about the conversation we're just having, yeah?
Yeah, man, it's not impossible. It's a dancehall tune, but listen to the message, you know? The rhythm is a dancehall rhythm, but the lyrics in a dancehall, a righteous message.
Jamel Bach. Jamel Bach.
With faith, man can move mountains. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Special request to the Honey Man in Montpellier. Big up.
It's not impossible. No, it's not impossible. It's not impossible at all. No, it's not impossible. It's highly likely, highly probable. It's not impossible at all. No, we're in it to win it. From the start to the finish. If we think we couldn't make it, then we wouldn't begin it. Take it off your mind, but we are not confined by the boundaries they define. Hey, it's not impossible. No, it's not impossible. It's not impossible.
The man said we are not confined to the boundaries that they impose on us. You know, listen lyrics.
It's not impossible. Highly likely, highly probable. It's not impossible. Oh, you won't feel a thing. Oh, made in Jaja, in it. That is our privilege. Yes, in us is something so great. Yeah, it's not impossible. No.
The man say failure is not an option. It's the sounds of Mikey General, and he's here live and direct in the studio. Track entitled Not Impossible.
It's not impossible. No, it's not impossible. It's not impossible.
Listen, Mikey, this is the first kind of dancehall, really, your vice band, this new age dancehall is the first kind of.
No, man. Dancehall, couple dancehall thing, really, now, but you don't know the message never changed, but. Them give me the rhythm, but can't hear what now. We are old school, you know. Sound system days we come from. There is no rhythm them can make and we can't go on it. There is no rhythm. Can't tell them again. You want tell any producer anywhere in the world him there. Tell him build a rhythm with Mikey General can go. Before that, me break it down line by line until me get it. There's no rhythm in the world where me can all jazz opera. You give me a promising planet, anything, a old school you come from.
You know, you know, I had the same, exact same conversation with somebody, you know, because I tell him, say, like, we come from sound system school, so there's no rhythm a man can play, and we can't find the lyrics, and true, we live how we live, you know, I said the lyrics has got to be positive, you know.
Always.
So what do you think about this dancehall team? Because many people, you know, would just write off a song, even a whole genre, because they don't like the beat, because other artists have used that genre to sing negative things. But me as a man, I believe, you know, you have to know the artist who you're listening to, you know. Because from, you know, say it's Mikey General, it don't matter when me hear Mikey General, pan, you know. It don't matter what genre of music me hear, pan, right. I know it's going to have a positive message, you know.
I agree with you, my brother. And me Menda sit in a different way. You know the youth, the name Chronics, yes. Outer Road, you know.
Yes.
Him sing pan dance all with him. You know what I mean? And right now, I think them are shot out a road there right now. The number one artist in Jamaica. So it does go for sure, you say. It don't have to, it's not the rhythm, you know. The rhythm of itself is pure. And the lyrics, so you put on pan it, spoil it. You understand? Because the rhythm, when you build a rhythm, you have to be true to the rhythm. The cars, them are right. The jump pattern, if the cars, them are out, and think that the song now go sound good. So the rhythm itself is true in its perfect form when it build. It's the lyrics where you put upon it that defile it. Because that just saying, you know, the word defile, you know. Say, we come out of this. So the word come out of man and it defile him. So right now, you look at Chronics. Chronics, they on the dance side rhythm, but him have a tune say, them attack about bus. Bus what? Left full of them a little body bus stop. All them tune and him have a about worry and certain tune them have. It has show you say, yo, right now, between me, you know, I am kill the demon, you know. You used to have a DJ down there, him name Tommy Lee. me know, but I am kill the demon, cause I'm gonna do a tune, Jim. Warrior. Good over evil, rest by me heart. I'm a long friend when the baby and stand, man, a warrior. You see that tune there? I hate kill the demon, make him go sit down and say, turn, he hate jail.
There's another one in the crew, you know, Acronics and what the other one named? Protege.
Kabaka Pyramid.
Kabaka Pyramid, yeah.
A whole heap of them, you know, is a cool name, Jehovah Evil. Yeah. You have Kabaka Pyramid, you have Protege, Acronics, Kelissa, Janine, Empress Ativa, Amaika Shamaya, Exile Brave. It's a whole generation of youth, where young youth now, intelligent youth. We have a whole pa brain where, you know, Chronics are very high, a whole pa subject him have is a bright youth, and enough of them when you see a sing now as some high school university student. So really and truly them come and them see the folly where I go on in the music as a younger generation. And right now them turn over the music in Jamaica. Me can say that personally. Cause one time you say you go dance, one drop play from about 8 o'clock till about 11 o'clock and then them gone in a dance hall. No, you go all the way at 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, you hear them a play one drop same way. So the music change in a Jamaica right now. More have to tell some people, say, don't watch so you hear them a say, dance hall still a go on still because that can't come out of the people and thing. But right now, it a change, a great change is happening in the music. And I give thanks for it because it's like Jado send a young generation here for to strengthen those who were already doing the work, like myself and Lucian and Tony Rebel and Taurus and people like that were doing the work always. But just send a young crap, yeah, and them really can help clean up the music. Me, I tell you, the music really I take off down at Jamaica right now. One drop.
Yes, sir. I'm here loud and clear, you know. So, Mikey, let me have a reasoning about that then, as you mentioned that then, you know, because me and a man was talking a little while ago, and it's like, he seemed to believe that the younger generation was lost for a time because the elder generation did not stay in contact with them, i.e. they dismissed their musical vibes. You know, it's like the younger generation will come and say, listen to this music that I just made. And because it wasn't what the elder listened to or made, he would dismiss it right away without reasoning with him and talking to him and guiding him on that way. You believe that way there?
It happened. But you know what I want to say is that some of the youths, them were arrogant too. When the elder them talk to them, them no one hear. But I want to tell you about, that's why I say me have to use youth like Chronics them as an example. You see Chronics and Fame Crew, them no left the elder them. Them go amongst China Smith and them great musicians there. And them learn. You know what I mean? So that's why this generation so powerful, because them humble themselves to the elders. Cause the elders been there before. The elders know the road. So the elder can teach them what it is to sustain reggae music. So right now, me give thanks for this young generation. And right now, there's hope for the music. And your brethren might say that, you know, it was ignorance on the part of the elders. But I say that there was arrogance on the part of the youth too. But now we see a coming together of both the elder and the young, and that's why the music is reviving.
Yes, Mikey, I'm telling you, it's pure knowledge right here on a Monday night. Suffers Choice Massive. I know them loving it. The people is sending lots of message on the Facebook, Mikey, saying they're loving the knowledge and they give thanks for you coming here and sharing it with us, you know? Yeah. So, time is ticking on. So you said, I just want to ask you about future plans and things like that. Obviously, we're still promoting the album, The African Glorious African Story, you know? But, what else is in the works coming for us?
Well, you know, as you say, we're there at Bristol now, and Jalide and Big D is here, Ras Muffet, I know him listening somewhere, and thing. You know, well, I recently finished a project with Big D and Jalide and Ras Muffet, you know, a Roots album. Really, because I want to go into the market there. I really need to step up into the Roots market there. Because guess what now? I like, you see, when I'm amongst Roots people, I don't have to change my style. I just come home, just be myself and sing righteousness and sing about Jah. That's all I want to hear, and that's me. So I need to get into the market there. So July, them have a new album. I don't know when they will put it out and thing. I know them say they will put out some singles. So we have some new, me have a whole heap of works, man. A whole heap of album out the road there for me, you know. Some man have some album sit down pan like cheer, you know. You know, see it. But I don't know where them are wait pan, you know. But yeah, yeah, me now watch them. Me just do me thing, you know. Seeing so, whole heap of thing in the pipeline out there.
You think of you want me just me just coming on some man to sit up on some big tune for me, so I know.
Like cheer.
Like cheer.
Yeah, me, I tell them I have to complain about them. That's why me, I say, me give thanks for me start do my own production, because sometimes if I produce, if I sing a tune for a man and him sit down on it too long, I just lick it over and sing it over back for myself. But right now, I don't really do that right now, because I'm confident with the people that I'm working with, that they will put it out. It's just time, so I have to just give them time, let them do it. But I know these people have good intentions for the music, and they know the music, the quality music that we're putting out, you know?
Yes, I definitely. So talking about producers and the music, you know, how do you feel about the new wave of producers that's coming out of Europe, out of England, out of France? You know, France are making some great reggae music and these things there. How you see the vibes? How you feel the vibes?
Yeah, I need all of them for link me, because I'm ready for vibes for every rhythm that me I tell them. See, yeah, all of them, because right now, I'm not going to lie. The youth, them in France, especially Europe, them a make some nice live one drop with him. Them a make some good steppers. You know, and even in the UK, yeah, you know, we have some nice music being made and some nice roots music. So, my need for depend on them, because I believe our roots are the salvation of the music, you know. And you see, roots has been here from the beginning and it not stop. Look how long Jashaka play. Eh? Jashaka play nearly 40 years and him dance them still rams same way. So it does go for sure, you say, as long as you stick to the road, you know, you're good. So right now, I need to get upon some of them bad rhythm there where they have. Produce and link me up here, say, all over you, anywhere not there. From the rhythm good and it nice, link me up on my Facebook, Original Mikey General, and I'll put it through to my manager with top business. Hot fire.
So there you have it, folks. The official advert, you know, it's the official advert, you know, we need some producers, all of them great producers in Europe, you know, we need to link up, because Mikey General is here, and he's ready to work, you know, all of the promoters, all of the festivals know that Mikey General is here, and he's ready to work, you know, so Mikey, I'm going to play a tune, you know, and you want to play one more from the album?
Anything you want to play, man.
All right, here we do. I'm going to play a brand new artist, a different artist, you
yeah,
know?
Man, yeah,
and then we just go on reason some more about the European vibe, like how you hear and rate it, okay?
I want to say solo bantan. You're going like you're not working, you know? I remember say your album, Bad Outta Road, you know? And me, I tell you, it's tough. And the production, I don't know how we do the production, but me, I tell you, well mastered and everything up there. So right now, me, I tell you, say the music is happening. Conscious music is happening. So right now, me I tell all the producers them out the road, and don't afraid for put out on a tune here, sir. We know times hard and thing, and sometimes for cut a stamp and press a tune, it expensive. But on a nah lose in the end, you understand? Cause on a contribute to humanity. Keep that in an head. Keep it say whatever you're doing is contributing to the betterment of humanity. So we're willing to make a sacrifice to make that happen.
Well, you say it's not all about financial rewards.
No,
you understand? It can't be all about financial rewards, you know? So, Massive, we're going to touch a tune. It's brand new. It's a brand new album from an artist. She goes by the name of Sister Shireen. It's produced by the Upfront family, Dub Soldier and the crew. So, we're going to play one of this at every more reason with Mikey General, all right? This track is called Isis to Him. Hear that tune there. We just squeeze one brand new. Don't worry, Massive, he's not gone nowhere. Mikey General is here. More reasons to come, you know. The track entitled Isis Unto Him, Sister Shireen.
Sweet melodies, I hear them singing.
it. The people have to stop asking for some freestyle, you know. They don't want to hear you sing out, you know. I don't know how you feel.
If I'm your father, everything is alright, yeah. Most of eternal life. Say, from your father, everything is gonna be hey, okay.
Hear that? Don't worry, I'm gonna play the version in a minute, you know. Yeah, we have the version and we can't get down, alright? I'm gonna say it now just in case we run out of time. Give thanks to all the massive who was locked on and sending in your positive messages via the Facebook page. Yeah, man, give thanks, you know. Everybody saying give thanks for the knowledge and a great word sound, you know. Everybody saying give thanks.
Yeah, yeah, man, I want to bless up everyone who's listening out there on Radio Land and the net. We love on the people. I want to make me is what me is today, you know. And without you, I am nothing. That's how I personally see myself. That's why I always have to love the people, because they give I so much strength. You know, enough time I feel like me that give up, you know, and then me a man say, Mikey Jr., you know, say you sing a song, and me I tell you, say, change my life, you know. At them thing, they keep me going. It's not about the money. The money, as Bob Marley said, the money will come. But it's the work that is more important. So, at that way, depend the work, you know?
I never, ever want to hear the words you was thinking about giving up again. You hear me, Mr. General? You hear me? Anytime you're in the presence of Solo Banton, please, sir, I never want to hear that talk again, all right? So, you say, you ready for the version?
Well, I never say. Sometimes I say I wanna load this, yeah. Get serious with my farming, yeah. Then a voice inside reminds me, yeah, that music is my calling, yeah. It's just the life I live. It's just the life I chose. Don't know from the beginning it wouldn't be a bed of roses. Yes, I always knew that there'd be days like those. Got to pick up myself, 'cause that's the way it goes. Yeah, oh, take it to them one more time. Yeah, never give up. Don't let it cross your mind. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, massive, what a treat, you know. What we say, we're going to play a version, yep, live and direct, just for the suffragettes, massive Mikey General, live and direct in the studio. Set it up.
Oh, you don't know, Mikey General, Solo Banton, and the house, you don't know, you need to start family. Whoa, from your father, everything is alright, yeah. You must have eternal life. From your father, everything is gonna be okay. Say, from your father, everything is alright, yeah. You must have eternal life. From your father, everything is gonna be. Messiah, meaning Savior, he is one. But in the life of King Selassie, I see such a description. If man takes in thee, I'm there for the world to see. Yeah, it would have been my best interest for walking on the king's footsteps. So I say from your father, yeah, you must have eternal life. Say from your father, everything, you don't want to. Tell me we never set up in the ways of sinner. I seem to be the brrrr.
It's Pure Vibes in the studio right now. Listen, Mikey General is here live and direct. You know, Mikey, we give thanks for coming in. Give thanks for you coming in, you know. We love the love.
Thanks.
See?
Solo Banton, give thanks, you know. All around the world, you're Solo Banton. I want to thank you for the great works you have been doing, you know. Because you're a white, what them call an unsung hero. You know, you're not hype and show off yourself, but you do the work out there. So we give thanks, you know what I mean? Selassie, I know, cause guess what now? Many are called, but few are chosen. So give thanks for those who are chosen to do this work, you know? Selassie.
Well, family, give thanks for that, Mike, yeah, but no, say it's you inspire me, you know? I'm just following in the footsteps of my elders, you know?
Yo, me, I'm bridging up here, my one big up, you know, my youth name, Blackout J.A. Anyway, I'm there. I'm a friend, way back from way back in Jamaica, we are in my parish. I'm going to big him up anyway, I'm there. Bristol, you don't know, the roots capital of England, we're done here. And the way body don't tell we already, so I just saw the thing there. So today I do the work, you know, and I just keep strong, solo bantan, me I tell you. Give thanks for the interview, give thanks for all the people who log on, all the people who are listening all over the world, you don't know. Mikey General, they are for no car. We love her, no. Without her, no, is nothing. So last year, I bless and protect and guide every step. Rastafari. I want big up management in a higher level entertainment in a events, higher level events. Empress Angela, she's here. I know she must say, oh, Mikey, I slip up on my name, so, but you don't know, seeing? Yeah. Higher level events, yeah man, big up, you know. You don't know. You can find me on Original Mikey General on Facebook. Michael Taylor on Facebook. Me have two pages, you know, me have my fan page. People can come on my fan page, come like it and thing, and you know, sometimes I like communicate with the people them and send them some message. So if you want link in and I could share some joy, you know. Celestia, I bless.
What you say it's called Original. What you say is Mikey General, the Original. What's the Facebook
Original
page again?
Mikey General on Facebook. And there's a website. Where the website go again, Empress? MikeyGeneralMusic.com. That are the website. So anybody can come log on and thing. And as me say, you know, tell the good producer them, you know. The good producer them. Don't waste of time, producer, don't call me. But from them serious, I'm here.
I tell you, the vibes is just so nice inside the studio. Well, the vibes is always nice. Anytime Mikey's around, I'm telling you, the vibes is nice. So, what you say? We're going to squeeze at least one more off of the brand new album, Master. What we say? It's Mikey General, African Story, The African Glory. What's the name of this track you want to play, Mikey?
Take me away, you know?
Stay another day. So won't you take me away to my homeland? Won't you take me away, far away? Won't you take me away from the plantation? I don't wanna stay another day. For parents wet.
Trendsetter. Classic wander on the pace. Trendsetter. Classic wander on the pace, man.
And pull up, you know.
Mama Africa.
Track and title, Take Me Away. It's a Mikey General.
So won't you take me away to my homeland? Won't you take me away right away? Won't you take me to sweet Mama Africa? I don't wanna stay another day. So won't you take me away to my homeland? Won't you take me away far away? I don't wanna stay another day. For parents wet when they see the beautiful life they led. Take them from the east and carry them to the west. And take them from the feast and put them in a mess. Oh, what a stress, poor people vex. When they see their children living in stress. Working for more and receiving less. Millions and millions were put to death. So we have been left. Why won't you take me away to my homeland?
Special request to Vanessa
right
out there in Brittany, Nantes, and I'll big up.
You take me to sweet mama Africa. I don't wanna stay another day. Won't you take me away to my homeland? Won't you take me away far away? Won't you take me away from this plantation? I don't wanna stay another day. All the things that they told me, I found out they were lies. And it's good to experience things.
see it with your eyes.
Yeah. Mr. Master, the time is running out. Time is running short. So again, I want to say give thanks to each and everybody who's logged on, all of the messages. Tony Shadwa says, there is only one Mikey General. Kapow! Don't forget all Bristolians. This weekend is the St. Paul's Carnival. So if you want some carnival vibes, you know, make your way down to St. Paul's, Bristol, this weekend. Yeah, the vibes is hot, you know. Special request to DJ Strider, making his way back from Glastonbury. Him and Digistep, Dub Chasm, you know. Big up every time, you don't know, more love. Say, won't you take me to sweet mama Africa? I don't want to stay another day. So, Mikey, is repatriation still a very, very strong thing for you right now?
Rastafari, you know, Rastafari, no matter what they say, Rastafari is an African-centered philosophy. And it's always been, back to Africa has always been a part of the movement. So, I and I see it as a very important part. Now, we see some big billboards all over in London. When you go into the tube, they say Africa is the fastest growing continent in the world. So, it's only right that I and I, as Africans abroad, go and take our rightful place at home and take what is there for us. You know what I mean? So, I know repatriation is very much on the forefront of I and I mind. I've been to Africa many times, about 7 African countries. So right now, to all me see how them treat me and how them love me, I think that is the best treatment I've ever gotten as an artist is in Africa. And in a one of the countries where them say are the worst country in the world, Zimbabwe. And when I go to Zimbabwe, 5-star hotel, food every day, nearly kill me with food. Me at every day. Yeah. And all boat we are driving. So, you see, we can't watch BBC and CNN forget we African news. We have to get it direct, you know. So, sometime before you take the trip, go to Spain and then place there. Put a little more money upon it and go to Africa, go see what I want for you. I hear a place.
Yes, that's the fry. What we say, it's 10 seconds before we're gone, so I want to say again, one more time, give thanks to everybody who's locked down. Give thanks to the massive in the studio, bringing the vibes, the light in the place, the unique star in the place, Empress Angela in the place. What we say?
Fashion Radio. Bristol.com.